Hello, this is Survey 084A, and Harley answering the questions. Number one, you've been good today and received $50 at your local mall on any good services, single or combo purchase. What do? honestly, I would probably... that's actually a really good question. Kind of. I don't know. Oh, what is it called? There's a store. Shit. Not Spanky's. It has sex toys and stuff. And it has, like... fuck, what is it called? Anyways, I would go there, and I would buy myself some sort of a sex toy, because I need a new vibrator. So $50 for a vibrator is okay. That's what I'd use it for. Number two, you're waiting on a park bench and observe three fairly plain, young, similar-looking guys that differ in these ways. Guy A is walking his Boston Terrier, Guy B is pushing his 6-year-old niece on the swing, and Guy C is slacklining between two trees. Which one is most appealing, if any at all? So, I am an animal person, but I do not like any terrier breeds. I find them to be annoying most of the times. I have met nice terriers that are calm. It is very rare, but I usually don't like them. So based on his dog, I probably am not that interested in guy A. The guy pushing his 6-year-old niece on a swing, how I know that it is his 6-year-old niece, and not his daughter, I don't know. I'll never tell. Depending on how he's doing it, if it looks like he's having fun, I would probably find that attractive. I like kids. I want kids. Seeing people with kids, I always, whenever there's like a young child in a cart at a store, I always wave and make funny faces, to see what they'll do, because I think it's funny. Guy C is slacklining between two lines. Absolutely not. I have nothing against it. And if I know what slacklining is, which I think is the, you have the rope between, and then you, like, walk across, and you do things, whatever. I have nothing against it, but there's a expectation of personality around that, so I would be interested, and jealous, because it's pretty impressive. I find it impressive anyways. But I would say that wouldn't be that appealing. So I would probably go with guy B. And if any of them are brunettes, that would help. Number three, you're looking for a sweet gift that is cheap/free, but shows thought and effort. Prep time up to 3 hours if you choose. What's your go-to plan? If you're lacking ideas, well, it's something we can talk about, I guess. Depending on who it is, depending on the occasion, I would honestly paint them something, or bake something. I like painting sometimes, most of the time, when I feel like I have motivation, and inspiration. Like, I just made 2 necklaces for my aunt and my grandmother the other day, and I've had the stuff to make it for like 6 months, and I just felt like it. So I would either bake them something. I'm pretty good at baking almost anything. I'm not very good at flaky pastries. I can't do that dough very well. But pies, bread, cookies, muffins, cupcakes, whatever. I can do those pretty easily. Number four. You've stopped at the store on your way home to get a few needed things, and you catch a 7'10 cutie, staring at you from down the aisle. Seeing as they're caught looking, Shiley picks up a can of tomato soup and starts reading the nutritional label. You continue grabbing the last items, and it's obvious they're following you. Just before paying at the checkout, they show up and offer to pay for your things. They're fairly nervous and jokingly say, the last person did the same thing for me last time, pay it forward as the saying goes, I guess. What do you do? Also, what do you do if the person is a 5'10 or a 9'10 in your book? I would probably deny it. I don't like being in people's debt. I don't like asking for money. Even if they're fairly attractive, I would do my very best to politely not accept that offer. And I would ask them to offer it someone else who would need it more than me. And I would also be flabbergasted because I've never had someone so upfront, like, interested like that. At least not that I've noticed. People tell me that people flirt with me and I don't see it. So, I don't know. I judge a lot of people on a lot of things. I judge hardcore. But when it comes to being interested in someone else, I judge by the physical, at first. And the more that I get to know someone, the less the physical matters. My only real limits for things physically are on the extremes of super skinny or super, super big. If you're like a chunky monkey, but you're not supremely obese, and even then, I could do it, but I wouldn't be wholeheartedly into it. I'm really flexible. And then super skinny, if I feel like I'm gonna break you, then, I don't know. I'll be too nervous about hearing bones crack. So personality-wise means a lot when it comes to the other stuff. And I guess in general, I have pretty low standards. I find a lot of things attractive. It's really easy to please me. Like, I have specifics for the things that I really like, but that's just, they're not absolutes by no means. Number 5, describe one fairly simple, achievable dream that you, for some reason, are fairly certain will never happen. It can be kind of dumb, lame for funsies. For example, I'd love to know enough swing dancing to have fun with a bae at a friend's wedding, but I've never found the right person and am too shy to sign up for lessons by myself. I guess I'll go with the first thing that popped in my head. A cooking class. That's stupid. Anyways, I would say a cooking class. I like cooking. No, that's not true. I hate cooking. I love baking. There's a difference, and they're both science. I see it in shows, and I watch, like, Gordon Ramsay and Alton Brown and all those people. And it's so cool, and the things that they can make, and I don't know. I want to be able to make delicious things. So I think a cooking class with my husband, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. And I would say that it's achievable. Definitely. It's just, I guess, a matter of money and time. And we're both kind of lazy people that don't put a whole lot of effort into food unless it's someone else around. And then I'll spend, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours on a meal. So yeah, those are the answers to the 5 questions. I hope you enjoyed my answers. Thank you.